In a unanimous vote last night, Morgantown City Council decided to delay implementation of an ordinance that would ban certain truck traffic in the city's downtown district. Morgantown's heavy truck ban is supposed to go into effect December 1st, 90 days after it was passed this September. But the City Council's lead legal counsel, Bob Bastris, explained that in order to enforce the ordinance, signs need to be in place along State Route 7, which cuts through town, signs that require approval from the state's Division of Highways.
Enforcing the ordinance without the signage would create rather substantial issues of due process, lack of notice, and there could be serious concerns about federal civil rights violations.
The city submitted a proposal for signs several weeks ago, but the Division of Highways hasn't responded. Bearing that in mind, Bastris recommended the council err on the side of caution.
My advice in a nutshell was that they should delay enforcement of the truck regulation ordinance until they get permission from the DOH to put up the signs and the signs are in place.
The Division of Highways has been more or less silent on the issue since August, when in response to inquiries made by the city of Morgantown, the DOH said, according to its interpretation, state code doesn't allow for local management of roads within the state road system. Therefore, a DOH letter reads, without permission from the Commissioner of Highways, any such municipal regulation would be invalid.
Well, from their past statements, I don't anticipate the DOH giving permission for the signage unless they're told they have to by a court.
And a court hearing is already scheduled to settle the heart of the matter. Two companies that would be directly affected by the ban, a trucking company out of Shinston and a Kingwood-based company, Preston Contractors, recently filed a lawsuit against the city, as well as the State Department of Transportation and the state's Division of Highways. The companies are seeking an injunction to stop the ban from going into effect. A motion was made for a summary judgment on the state code in question, and that hearing will be held in Charleston, Bastris said, on December 15th. Bastris, an expert in the state's constitutional law, also reiterated during the meeting that it was his opinion that the council is well within its authority to regulate truck traffic in Morgantown. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.